The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
The reason why Harry snubbed William might have been revealed. Now, which snub are we talking about here? Are we talking snub at the funeral, or were we talking previously, or what's the go-go?
I think this might be the initial snub.
Oh.
Like the OG snub.
Right, okay.
It came out in a documentary, which is now coming out in a book, which is a bit confusing. But someone called Valentine Lowe has written a book. Mm-hmm. Which
and that's the book that all these sort of extracts about Megan and everything, which is, from memory, it's a behind-the-scenes look at all the courtiers that work in the palace and have been so close to this family for so long. They've opened up, anonymously, but they've opened up about what really goes on behind the four walls of various palaces across the UK.
Yeah, and it seems like the snub may have come from an ITV documentary, in that it was filmed in a garden in Johannesburg, and Harry and Meghan basically just kind of said what they were thinking, which is their truth, and everyone was expecting maybe Harry would say, when asked about his relationship with William, you know, how is it?
Mm.
And, you know, you'd expect him to keep to the party lines as what the firm usually does, and stay quiet. But apparently, well, he did say that, you know, they're brothers, and there's ups and downs, and there's a down right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I remember that comment, and I remember all the fallout that came from it, because there'd been speculation about the two brothers feuding across London and then across the pond.
Yep.
It's fascinating. This book, or the access to this book, or the access this book has got, is fascinating to me, because you always worry about what these royal sources are, or where they are, whether it's just some sort of, you know, down on the left journalist making something up, which we never do, obviously.
No,
so here at the
not
West,
us,
at least.
No.
But yeah, this seems to be firsthand. This strikes me as something different. This book, as in sort of firsthand accounts of really up close and personal as well, of what was going on.
Yeah, and it all centres around 2019 tour of South Africa. And I don't know if you remember, I think I'm like reading it now, I do remember the journalist asked Meghan basically how she was going, and she said thank you for asking. Because not
no
many
one
people
else has. Yeah, I'm sure.
But also this documentary, as you mentioned, the book said it came from the courtiers, and maybe that's the first instance where we may hear how much maybe of a diva, and maybe how difficult Meghan is. So
well, that's certainly the reports from some of the extracts that I read, that that some of her behaviour has been well, less than the palace was expecting, that's for sure. So, yeah, I'm sure there will be many more tales of the uninvited out of the royal family as we, as they and we get used to this new regime headed by Charles. And, and there's a lot of jockeying for position underneath. So, yes.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.